Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Andy Neihardt with Lindhart Mini Shipping is with us. And Andy, the shipping season for many of us to send gifts to friends out of town. The time is coming and we're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas. What advice do you have for people who haven't shipped out their gifts yet?
Pat, thank you first for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share this wonderful shipping knowledge that I have stored over the years. And with that said, people must first understand that with Christmas landing on a Wednesday, it really puts a transit time estimated into a predicament, because Wednesday falls right in the middle of the week, and Christmas Eve in this context is one of those kind of partial delivery days. So we are definitely seeing short transit times, and I would encourage everybody to get their shipments out early because there is a lot of volume going in there. As of this past Friday, it was UPS's last suggested day to get a transit day to arrive before Christmas. And today, Monday, is FedEx Ground's last day to get an estimated transit time to arrive before Christmas. So today would be the day to get it out. That doesn't say that if it's going to Florida, it wouldn't get a transit time before Christmas. But just to give you that idea, with Christmas falling on a Wednesday, if you have a two-day air and you're one of those that's still waiting for a present to ship out, you're going to want to get that out on Friday the 20th. If you have something at the very latest, we would suggest that you come in on Monday and ship for overnight service. So again, that Friday two-day, unlike that Monday you might think you could get it there, we want to get there Friday so that we can make sure that it gets the best chance to arrive before Christmas.
Andy, how busy has it been for Lindhart Mini Shipping in particular?
Well, we have seen a lot of people coming in. We have actually kind of slowed down a little bit, but at the same time, people are getting all their presents. It is going to be a very, very busy week next week, especially with the holiday falling on that Wednesday. It is going to make sure that you want to come to a store like mine that's going to give the options with all the different carriers, because FedEx does get to a lot of places a day earlier than UPS, where in this context, if you're going out into Montana for this context, UPS will actually be a day earlier. So a lot of options out there, and we are definitely seeing people coming in and in the waves. So come on in, and we'll make sure that you get in and out as quick as you can.
What are some of the things that people may want to send out that they should not be sending out through UPS or the post office?
Well, in this degree, it is safe practice to not send any tobacco, any cigarettes, but the ammunition, explosive, anything that has gas could be a great concern to the carriers. So you kind of got to use your common sense in a lot of this. Perfumes is something to also be cautious of, because perfumes can be flammable. Just think of the context of safety. There are things that can be outside our control. So we can keep it safe while it goes through, it's going to give everybody a better chance to get that delivered in a safe way.
How many items have you been going through this holiday season?
We are in the thousands, for sure. We have seen, we've been around for 35 years, Tom, so we are fortunate to have a lot of generations that we have shipped to in the family sense. And we also have a lot of businesses that come to us and ship a lot of their holiday gifts. And if you're a business that's listening to it, you definitely want to get your gifts out as soon as you can, because you want to make sure that they arrive before everybody starts taking their vacations as well. But I will give you this little last nugget of levity for the context of transit times and delays. If your package arrives after Christmas, you can always say that you are early for next Christmas. We would encourage everybody to put your package in your presents in a brown box. We don't want it to be put in brown paper so that it increases the chance of possibly getting pulled off on conveyor belts. in the past they did brown paper, but now with all the conveyor belts, it's increasingly risk of pulling off the paper and pulling off the label, and then you have a shipment that has nowhere to go. So if you put it in a nice strong box, it can handle the rigorous transit between point A and Z, and it also won't encourage anybody thinking to be dishonest.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.